From our special first wave, Coronavirus in Connecticut, Ray Hardman brings us this audio postcard of just some of the memorable performances that have happened during the pandemic in Connecticut.
Hey, all right, well, someone can see me and hear me. Thanks, Kurt. I'm so happy to be here. Here's a song, and then we'll check in again. I'm gonna say it's the woods and the water. I'm gonna call it the drugs and wine. It
hasn't been long enough. Gathering together, as a community, in the dark, in the same space, breathing the same air. Are they gonna be wearing masks? Am I not allowed to wear a mask because it doesn't go with my costume?
Walk down that lonesome road, all by yourself. Don't turn your head back over your shoulder. Well,
they're supposed to be taking a test right now. They're all cheating on a test right now, which is great because I have the classroom open and I can see everything they're doing. Oh my God, it's buffering. A lot of life is buffering, and it's important that you learn that now. You know what? Actually, I'm just gonna open the chat. I can see you. No more cheating.
And when I die, there'll be nothing for to cry. When I'm gone, no reason to be blue. There'll be nothing left behind and nothing left to do. I'm gonna do it all as I go passing through.
Connecticut Performances in Self-Isolation by singer-songwriter Rebecca Hart, violinist Yaroslav Lis, New Haven-based Quick Quarantined Play Festival, the Yukon Chamber Singers, Hartford-based ensemble Cuatro Puntos, Goodspeed Musicals in East Haddam, and the Hartford Symphony Orchestra. You can hear the entire two-hour special, First Wave, Coronavirus in Connecticut. Go to ctpublic.org/firstwave.